preservatives that these companies put in these foods to make them look fresh and pretty and sprinkle all the stuff over the meat and all this sort of stuff. And then if you don't keep it in the refrigerator, it will ruin your honey.
I guess it takes longer, too, to get it from wherever it's produced to your house. So
perhaps so.
It's already had that much time to...
Yeah, but it's usually transferred in refrigerated trucks.
Right.
Most of the stuff that we had was canned. And with the family, when we opened a can of sausage, quart can, we could eat one in one meal with as many...
Families. That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you didn't have any left over.
Big old homemade biscuits and sop the gravy.
Well, tell me about the biscuits. How did you make those?
Well,
do you make biscuits?
My mother did all the time. We never had a... I don't ever remember eating a piece of loaf bread until I was a grown girl.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother would make up the biscuits and... roll them out and cut them and put them in her, well, she rolled them out in her hand like this and pat them. She wouldn't cut them.
Oh, uh-huh.
But, and she, they were pretty uniform because she'd gotten real good at it.
Uh-huh.
But later on, we started growing our own wheat.
And,
and my father had a flour mill. He could grind corn for cornmeal and he could grind flour for flour mill. But it was not bleached flour. He couldn't bleach it, of course, so we called it Graham flour. It was gray color,
mm-hmm.
but it had those particles of the wheat in there, which was very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So we made our own flour, our own cornmeal. We'd buy sugar and salt. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did she ever make any other kinds of bread?
Well, cornbread and biscuits. No, I don't ever remember such things as banana bread and things of this. No, she never did that because living in the country, you didn't have the work stuff to work with. You didn't have time to play with things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You cook the essentials.
So she would never make any kind of bread in a loaf or
no
type?
No.
Okay. What about the cornbread? How was that made?
How was it made?
Or how would you make it?
Well, I'd get a little mix from the store. But my mother used cornmeal, and she used, she'd make it with buttermilk.
Mm-hmm.
Buttermilk and I don't know what all else, a little bit of salt and so forth, and cook it in a big iron frying pan. The pan was thick, and of course we cooked on a wood stove.
Mm-hmm.
And she would cook this. And that's what we had in the evenings. We're, as the best I remember, far back as I can remember, the whole family, she would make, by cooking on a wood stove, she'd try to cook it all at one time. So she would make these, a big cake of cornbread, and she'd make a smaller one for our dinner to eat with the vegetables. And this other one, she would wrap in some towels and things, and put a lid over it, put it in the warming closet of the stove, and that stuff would still be warm that night. And we had that and cold sweet milk. If they wanted, anybody wanted buttermilk, we had buttermilk too. And whatever leftover vegetables they were from lunch. And that was our evening meals.
Mm-hmm.
And I still, every once in a while, get hungry for some cornbread and milk. And when I do, I make myself a little cornbread. And I have some cornbread and milk. I dearly love it.
Mm-hmm.
But we had and of course the milk was whole milk. It was not pasteurized.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the benefit of all that. So mm-hmm. we were healthy people.
Right.